This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
Shake your immune system, baby. It's time for the weekend. Super Don, how's your immune system
shake
shaking?
Shake your immune system. How do you shake your immune system?
Well, I was thinking every time, you know, I talk about shaking booties, and people are like, that's so old, just shaking booty, Robert. I'm like, no, let's shake up the immune system for good, you know, strengthen it instead of running from it and killing it and destroying it. I think I'm being reasonable here.
Okay. All right. Well, it's Friday. We made it.
We did it. We made it. And that means we're going to be stronger because of the things we present here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Now, some of you would be thinking, well, I don't know. Is it the same thing as a workout? Maybe if we make you laugh enough, your face muscles get a workout. Or if we make you angry, which is never my intention, although there are sometimes, Super Don, you'll know I'll get a little perturbed by some of the news stories we got to cover. And then some of them, I just shake my head and go, dude, that's been a long time coming, finally. And I think that's kind of where we'll start today as we kick it into gear here.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So what is it you refer to here? I got to admit, when I saw this, I was fascinated by this as well. Mm-hmm. I probably didn't look at it as a moment of duh, but I looked at it as, wow, they're actually acknowledging something that, you know, we've been talking about on this show for as long as I've been on this show. And a lot of other people are pointing out that any time that you turn on CNN and they go to a commercial, you get a long list of drug side effects, you know, that make up most of a drug commercial, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just and it's almost laughable at this point.
You can hear my head shaking, dude. It's a moment of it's about time, right?
Does it sound like this?
Well, if the things are loose and the pills are rolling around up there, but
right?
I long since gave up on pharmaceutical pills, as you know. But you know, this article, it's at Medical Express, so it's not, again, a natural news article, which we would expect. You know, we're already here. All of us already here, right? This one is different. As pharmaceutical use continues to rise, side effects are becoming a costly health issue. And, you know, obviously not new news, but this article has got a little bit different angle on it, the way it's bringing some new things up, even for us in terminology. And we love learning new words here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. In fact, I like them better when I get to make them up, but even if I don't, I'm all about new words. Let's do some new words. So we're going to do that in just a moment. Now, they talk about expenses for drugs projected to reach $1.5 trillion by 2021. $1.5 trillion. I got to imagine that expenditure in 1 year by 2021 is more than, I don't know, most budgets of governments around the world outside of a few, right? Just the spending of on drugs. So it tells you how powerful the drug industry has become, because it's pulling in money that far exceeds the expenditures of many countries on planet Earth. And if that doesn't concern you, maybe you're already living on the planet Monsanto. So Is it because we're getting older? This has always been the thing. Oh, you're just getting older. It's that more people on drugs, you're getting older. Well, what about my mom? 85. That means there's more drugs for all the other old people there, Super Don. That's pretty good, huh?
That's very good.
Yeah. Not good for them, actually, but they think it's good for them.
Right.
But, you know, so they say, well, it is a part of it, right? But what about the tendency to treat conditions, and I'm now quoting from this article, and circumstances we didn't used to medicalize?
Mm-hmm.
Medicalize is a term we've used. That's not a new word, but the idea that you medicalize every symptom in the human body, even if it's in and of itself is not a quote-unquote disease. Why would we do that? Well, I think the answer is we have a drug for that. It wasn't a disease, but now that we have a drug for it, it's a disease.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, listen, we acknowledge this all the time when they pop up with some other thing that is now a condition, something we've never heard of before, right? But it never fails that whenever they come out with a new name of some type of condition we've never heard of before, there's always something to go along with it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Now, they call this medicalization the creation of new conditions, or vice versa. It's sort of like, what's a symptom of the other, right? These things have existed, but they weren't, here's a disease, you need this drug, it's evidence of a deficiency of the drug. This is where you've heard that concept over the years here. But let's look at things like high cholesterol or even blood pressure. They are now calling these proto-diseases.
Hey, a new word.
Yes, proto-diseases.
This new is to me anyway.
New
and
to
I'll
me,
tell you
and me both, proto-diseases.
I Googled this, right? Yeah. I was like, what the heck is a proto-disease? And I Googled it, couldn't find it anywhere. So I just went, okay, proto. Well, proto just means basically like a precursor, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically a disease before another disease, right?
Well, we used to call it pre-hypertension, for instance, right? They would use the word pre, but now proto sounds really cool. I have to agree. Proto sounds cool, like protoplasm, proto-diseases. And so because of this, you're giving drugs to people based on some theoretical risk factor, that if we give you this drug, then the thing we think you're at risk for will not happen. But what does that take into consideration? Nothing really, especially as it comes to what they're calling side effects. Direct effects of the drug, particularly under long-term utilization. You know, you want to bring cholesterol down, how are you going to do it? We're going to poison your liver. Well, does anybody care to think about why that might be a great idea? Right? You know, we're going to give you a drug for blood pressure, and anybody consider what the long-term effects on the kidneys are and how that might manifest as even worse things. And so all of the things we've been talking about for years here on this show, this article is really just encapsulated it absolutely brilliantly and beautifully and simply. And so how has this happened? It's because doctors have become glorified drug pushers based on what? Evidence. The evidence says evidence-based medicine. Super Don, bring out the skeptics. It's evidence-based medicine. What does EBM bring us? It's based on what? Double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, of which none are conducted on vaccines. So where's the evidence-based medicine when it comes to that, huh, skeptics? But
well,
like, go ahead.
Let me just correct you for a moment, because if you're going to go with the skeptic with a capital S,
okay,
they don't believe in evidence-based medicine.
They don't believe.
Does that sound shocking to you?
Well, no, I know we've covered it a little bit, but
they changed the first word of that term.
What is it called now?
Science-based medicine.
Science-based medicine.
Yes.
Okay. So what do we call a double-blind, placebo-controlled clinical trial? Is that not a science-based trial?
Well, it is, but what they do, and I know I don't want to go off too far on the tangent here, but what they say is that evidence, in other words, the evidence from a clinical trial is not always accurate. And so if you go with a trial that is done, an experiment that is conducted, and the result comes out and says that eating lawnmower trimmings will cure cancer, that then people will say, okay, well, here you go. Here's some lawnmower trimmings because this study said that it works. But if that study is incorrect, then you've made a mistake. So what they do is they say, even if a clinical trial is done and it shows a result, we need to back that up with other scientific evidence that has been accumulated over the years, and if that overrules the result of this clinical trial, then we're gonna side with what it is we think science has proven over the last 100 years or so. Does that make sense?
So they're arguing for consensus.
Yes.
It's not about the actual trial. It's about what you believe about the trial or other trials.
Correct.
Yeah. So if you talk about determining safety or efficacy, or in this case efficacy, they say the first trial they did years ago was streptomycin in treatment of pulmonary tuberculosis. All right? So they said, hey, it worked. Now, what does that mean? Just because it works, is it a good idea? I don't think that question has been asked. And that's where we are today with evidence-based medicine in you know, promoting doctors that do evidence-based practices. Because if the evidence shows that a statin drug can reduce cholesterol levels, nobody asks whether that's even a good idea. Or is that really a prevention of what you say is a risk factor for heart disease? And we talk about this all of the time with the vaccine, which doesn't even have evidence based on evidence-based medicine or science-based medicine, for that matter, because there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies. And the question needs to be asked, is it an ideal to prevent these so-called childhood infections? That's not being discussed. They did mention the word pharmakos, and they talk about this,
yes,
this concept in Greek, meaning it's both remedy and poison.
Right.
And so we talk about the toxic impact of these pharmacon or pharmaceutical-based, evidence-based toxic substances. And, you know, we always got to weigh it out. It's like, what's the risk? What's the benefit? Now, if we were to give legitimacy to modern medicine, it would be, hey, if somebody's in a life or death situation, you can use a drug to get them out of that crisis. That's great. But it's quick, hit, on and off, get them off quickly. What we're talking about are now diseases caused by the drugs that are used to treat proto-diseases. That's not good medicine, Super Don.
Well, and they point out the fact here, and this is great, and this part that you're referring to here is that, you know, they say, listen, we, you know, it has to be acknowledged that these drugs cause side effects, and that is the reason why these drugs need to be prescribed and over, you know, seen by responsible people that are going to prescribe these in a responsible way. But the problem is that the adverse reactions to these drugs are immensely underreported.
You got it.
They recognize, they acknowledge here that only 10% of the serious adverse drug reactions are reported.
Folks, don't be a statistic here. And I know if you're already a longtime listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're with us on this, but point out to your friends who are still drug-focused that the cost-benefit analysis is not being conducted well enough by their physician, and they need to take it under their own advisement, if you will, just like parents are doing on the vaccine issue. Listen, we're going to take a break. We got a bunch of questions of the day today. We've got beta-glucan, immune modulation. We're going to talk about measles and cancer and different things with A.J. Lanigan as well. Check it all out. Links up at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised?
Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it, heading into the weekend here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don making it sound so good. That thing we did yesterday was kind of wild. The webinar on EchoWater H2 water. Some of you who couldn't attend live are asking, hey, is there going to be like a replay link? And Super Don, you got a replay link. So if anybody has signed up already and you haven't received a replay link, then maybe reach out to the folks there. But yeah, it was designed so that as long as you registered, you would get that replay link available so you can watch the information that we delivered on molecular hydrogen.
That's correct. And I'm assuming we'll probably do this again, I'm sure, right?
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of exciting things. I think the webinar concept is really one that's taken off, an opportunity for people to learn either live or at their own leisure. As long as you register, you'll get a link so you can watch it and go through it. And then you can even submit questions here to this show if your questions weren't answered on the webinar. Yep. That's the bonus time that we get, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. So,
and if you want to stay plugged in on what webinars are coming up, just go over to robertscottbell.com, check out the upcoming events page, and we will be sure to keep that updated on the latest things that you can get plugged into.
Yeah, and this is what happens when you send us our questions or your questions.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Our first question of the day is coming from Lita. Lita says, hello, Robert. I was listening to you being interviewed by Jonathan Landsman. Jonathan's a great guy. I love Jonathan. Jonathan Landsman for the Holistic Oral Health Summit. You mentioned a type of silver that you use. Not knowing what I was doing, I bought something called OptiSilver Solution the other day by Optimum Health Vitamins. Aquasol technology claims it is higher stability and activity than colloidal silver. Would you know anything about this type of silver? And if so, could you tell me if I should use it? 1 teaspoon equals 50 micrograms. All right, Lita. what are we going to say here? I looked at this, and it looks to me like a private label by a manufacturer in Utah that does almost all the private label of colloidal silvers. And, you know, whether it be Aquasol or Silversol technology, these patented things sound really good. Now, when they say you have a higher stability and activity than colloidal silver, I would ask for validity. That is, get some third-party validations about the active or bioactive component. Because the only bioactive form of silver, as we talk about here, is the ion. That is, you remove an electron and you have a positive charge. Now, you've got Ag+. And the bioactive silver hydrosol I utilize has about 97-98% bioactivity because it is in that state, engaged, ready to do work. Whereas a small percentage, like 2-3% of nanoclusters sit in reservoir, and those nanoclusters could be as small as a nanometer or even less, just a few atoms across, so that you have incredible amounts of surface area for basically that surface oxidation interaction for additional ion activity. So it's as close to 100% viability that you could achieve in a colloid. Now, many colloidal silvers at best, can be about 13% bioactive. That means 87% is wasted silver. There may be a small percentage of reactivity, if you will, within the system that could result in some ion dissociation. Again, this is the high school chemistry stuff coming out again. And that would allow for some level of bioactivity. So, should you use it? I'd probably be fine to use. Is it the most bioactive form? I don't think so. I don't think they have those validations. Are they analyzing it under electron microscope to analyze particles, etc.? Don't know. And you can find out. Ask them. And in the meantime, you know, reach out to my friends at Sovereign Silver, sovereignsilver.com, and get the stuff we use here. ChooseToBeHealthy.com carries it. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, in his store has it. It's all over the place. And I would feel much more comfortable with you using that, especially if, and I couldn't tell in the pictures, if those bottles were plastic bottles or glass. Very important if you have a colloid, silver colloid, that it's in glass and not plastic because of the reactivity with plastic. All right, Super D, any additions to that, my silver friend?
No, you are the silver man, so you I think you nail it.
All right, well, let's see, did they say what they were using it for? I'm just... Da, da, da. No, I think, well, it was oral health. So swish and swirl, pull it over an area. If you have an abscess or inflammation, gum issues, the silver, hold it, swish and swirl throughout the day. And then swallow it if you want. You don't have to, whatever. But use it for its bioactivity locally to achieve the healing of tissue and the retardation of infection.
Ooh. You said the R word.
I know. I like to sneak that in. I was like, you know, I wonder if we can get away with it. So far, so good, Superdog. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more questions of the day coming up. We've got a follow-up, and Margaret's going to go all Harry Potter on us, and we'll explain how. And then more censorship on Pinterest. We're going to go more into those details. And then remember, AJ Lanigan, beta-glucan, immune modulation coming up as we head into the weekend. We'll be right back. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Most Democrats are moving quickly to stop President Trump's declaration of a national emergency at the U.S.-Mexico border. Democrats plan to schedule a vote on a resolution to stop the order as early as next week Tuesday. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News this is all about politics.
I've sat down with Democrats to try to solve this problem on a Democrat's watch. Nobody suggested we did not need to secure the border. Nobody suggested this was a manufactured crisis on Obama's watch. So what's changed? They just hate Trump, and that does bother me.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has been charged in a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust that took place in Jupiter, Florida, at a local massage parlor. And producers of Empire say Jussie Smollett's character will be written out of the final two episodes of the current season. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, y'all. Remember, if you miss a show, it's easy to find on YouTube, of course, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio. And while we're at it here on GCN still, remember, there's a big transition coming to the Robert Scott Bell Show, but it's really a good thing. And that'll be happening as we're planning it now, March 18th. That'll be the first Monday of that week. We're still going to be doing our live radio broadcasts on Sunday, just like I've been doing for many, many years on GCN and our radio affiliates. But Monday through Friday, we're going to switch it up a bit. And I think to your benefit, as we're seeing more people dig in the conversations we got going on, Superdon, I don't know what it's going to be, but I think it'll be good.
Well, it's going to be, I mean, it's not going to change drastically. You're still going to be on YouTube, I think. So you're still going to take a shower and shave once in a while. But I think the major difference that you're going to see is that it's going to be more, like you said, conversational.
Yeah.
With less interruption. And, I think that'll be a good thing.
Stop interrupting.
Interrupting cow. Moo. So just stay plugged in over at robertscottbell.com, especially please sign up for the newsletter that we send out usually once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. That'll keep you plugged in on the changes and the latest and the greatest.
Excellent. Well, let's go back to the questions of the day here because we just can't get enough of them. It's fun. It's fun to answer those questions. And sometimes I throw a curveball to Super Don and he has to answer it, but he knows so much now he probably could.
Oh, yes. Shouldn't I have like some kind of like honorary...
Dougree.
Right, exactly. At this point, right?
Yeah. Moment of Super Don. There we go.
How's go.
That? All right. Let's see. This one's coming from Margaret. This is a follow-up. Was this yesterday? I mean, this is a quick follow-up. Real fresh here, Margaret. She's not letting anything sit. It's Margaret here again. You answered my question about impetigo in my five-month-old. As for what caused the disruption in his microbiome, could it have been antibiotics passed through breast milk? He is exclusively breastfed, not vaccinated, no antibiotic eye cream. I wash him with Norwex cloth and water. Superdoc, can you look into this? What is this Norwex cloth and water? I feel like I'm behind the eight ball on whatever that kind of cloth is. I'm just, as I want to give a thorough response to Margaret, that's the one thing that's an unknown for me as we're taking this on here. But thank you, Margaret, first of all, for giving me a little bit more of the backstory, because that's the thing. I can make assumptions. I don't want to. Like, is the kid vaccinated? Has he been on an antibiotic? That kind of thing. So officially here, Margaret is saying not vaccinated, breastfed, no antibiotic eye cream, kind of like the new versions of silver nitrate in the eyes of newborn babies, right? They put in like some kind of streptomycin or whatever they do in that regard. So they didn't do that. Now, whatever this Norwex cloth is, we'll find out soon. Super Don's on it.
Okay. All right. Norwex cloths.
Yeah.
Looks like 1/200th the size of a human hair. Norwex microfiber is one of the most innovative products in the cleaning industry today. That sounds like a commercial.
Yeah, it does.
So it's some kind, it's like a polishing, well, microfiber. This is interesting. Because I've never heard of this, and I've got grandchildren, so maybe I'm learning something here. Use wet or dry to clean everything, just water. Is it antibacterial maybe here?
Yeah, what is it made of?
Lifts dirt, grease, and grime, the cloth, the surface.
Here's a question I have based on the grippability of this stuff. Is it going to grab poop from their butt and never come out?
Norwex Basic Antibacterial Microfiber Cloth. Is what it is.
Well, if it's antibacterial, it could be disrupting the microbiome, but it doesn't sound like it's a chemical process. It's something else.
I might be getting something wrong here, but that's what came up when I looked here.
All right. Well, it's intriguing to me enough that I say, okay, could it be one of the contributing factors? I don't know. But if it's wiping out the microbiome locally, that might be too aggressive in terms of just using mild soap and water and not using something that grabs everything. That's an antimicrobial, because simple water can
you know what? Maybe it's possible here as I'm looking. It looks like they make a number of different products. They've got something called an EnviroCloth as well. That's a home cleaning like thing, and it's chemical free, and it works with just water. So that may be what she's talking about. Maybe the antibacterial thing is a separate product.
All right. She says, I had a natural childbirth at home with a midwife. Unfortunately, I hemorrhaged and was given antibiotics and other medications. All right. Well, you know, if you were given antibiotics, of course, that could impact your breast milk. There's no question. We can't deny that. And it doesn't sound like you are either. So we can't rule it out as a cause. But, I don't definitively have an answer for you here because, there's always another question to ask. And I do my level best, Super Don, right, with these questions that
it's
come
like,
in.
Right. You have to kind of sit here and act like Dr. House, right, from the TV show, and try and – but there's a lot of variables there. Because, listen, antibiotics, they do transfer through breast milk. I know that.
Yeah.
So that, that is a possibility. So, I mean, there's a lot of possibilities here.
So, yeah, I mean, giving baby kitty probiotics, good idea, obviously, to reestablish the internal terrain in immune response. But as far as this is topical, we were talking about a strep infection topically. And we can address that safely. I mentioned a homeopathic remedy, and this is where Margaret's going all Harry Potter on us by saying, I also have a follow-up question regarding your comment about hypersulfurous calcarium. Can you elaborate a little more about what that is and how it plays a role in healing the skin? Now, it's not just the skin, hypersulfur. Thanks, Margaret, by the way. It's about indications for use based on symptoms that it would cause in its mother state. Now, I have here a very well-used and worn Borecki's Materia Medica with Repertory. This one's published in India. And, of course, it's a listing, it's like a compendia listing of all the homeopathic remedies. And one of them is hypersulfurous calcarium, Hahnemann's calcium sulfide. And as you read about it, it talks about the indications for use based on what they witnessed when coming into contact with the substance in a non-homeopathic form, in its mother state, as we say. And it says it suits especially scrofulous and lymphatic constitutions who are inclined to have eruptions and glandular swellings. Unhealthy skin, right there at the top. Now, very often I will recommend it for staph infections, because they'll often manifest as with pus-like heads, like a white head or something like that, which is the pus underneath. There's an infection, cutaneous infection. Strep doesn't typically manifest the same way, but similar enough that HEPAR could be an indicated homeopathic remedy. Now, you get into the how it works. Nobody really knows, honestly. I mean, we talk about metabolic communication, indications of... Well, you know, you've got the substance, again, that causes symptoms in its mother state. When diluted and succussed a number of times, converted into a homeopathic form, it tends to reverse those things. And it's not suppressing it like a drug. It's telling the body this is what you should be doing to be back in that balanced state. And again, this is something that the... Dare mention the skeptics again. They freak out about this. But what was the article we covered the other day in the peer-reviewed literature where they submitted this about water, I believe it was, and then the journal came back and said, listen, we're not going to publish this unless you can duplicate your efforts. And then they did. And, of course, it was stunning because it says there's a whole other layer of communication, delivery, information exchange than those who are molecular reductionist, collectivist, socialist, communist, medical people believe.
That actually was that really cool sci-fi type story that we covered about how the brain tissue was communicating with each other, like over a Wi-Fi connection.
I knew that? It was something controversial like that, right? Because it was non-physical communication. It was like, yeah, you're right. They severed all connections, and yet there was communication still happening. So, you know, this is going along those lines when we deal with homeopathy. It's metabolic, but there's quantum physics involved. There's energy or morphological fields involved. And so, Margaret, I can't adequately answer your question, but do a follow-up. You're good at follow-ups. I like that. And hopefully we can help you out some more. So let's transition from Margaret's question, and I know she'll be back again, so it's okay, into this Pinterest story. You were not that interested in it the other day when I brought it up, but something has piqued your interest about this whole blocking of searches on vaccines to stop misinformation from happening on Pinterest, apparently.
You know, there's so much censorship going on in social media right now that it kind of got lost, it fell through the cracks in my brain as I was looking at this, because we covered the censorship situation with Pinterest a couple of months ago, I think it was, when they banned Natural News, they banned Green Med Info from having pages on there, and apparently, I saw this article talking about how Pinterest, even without telling people, right, and this is kind of interesting, they started doing this several months ago, where they have decided that the way that they're going to battle anti-vaccination messages on Pinterest is not by having to go through and police every page and every pin, because that's difficult to do, because Pinterest uses images, right, not text for the most part. So what they've done now is they've made it so that if you go and do a search for words like vaccine or MMR or something like that, you get a message and it says, sorry, we can't find any pins for this search. So what they've done is they've just shut down the search results, for these vaccine-related searches.
So are you saying, Superdon, if I posted a meme, not that we do Pinterest, but if we did, mm-hmm. on a vaccine issue or an MMR issue, because it might not, it wouldn't show up in the text in a meme, it's an image. The fact that you can't search for it anyway makes it, we're not going to ban you from putting the picture up, but no one's going to find it.
Sort of, because you can still post a picture and it probably will not get flagged right away, but they've got also another message up at the top of the page that says, people have reported pins from this search. Let us know if you see something that goes against our policy. So they're doing kind of a, you know, if you see something, say something.
Yes.
Right?
The Nazi Youth Brigade pictures. Here trying yes. to prevent anybody from seeing yes. anything that would spoil the appetite for vaccines that
Correct.
Apparently is unquenched.
So
you
know. I tested this out this morning, obviously, and just on a whim, I thought, what would happen if I did a search for censorship, right? So I typed in censorship
yeah.
into Pinterest,
yeah.
and I was rather happy with the results because what I got was a bunch of memes here with quotes about censorship, like, words can be deleted, but the facts won't be deleted with them.
Hmm.
Or, censorship is the child of fear and the father of ignorance.
Nice.
And so I'm going, so, you know, look, maybe everybody on Pinterest is not anti-vaccine. But apparently there's a lot of anti-censorship people, which I think is kind of ironic.
Where are the people that are anti-censorship out there speaking out? Like we talk about.
Right. Where's their social media platform, right?
Right. And where's the pro-freedom people? Even if you're pro-vaccine, the freedom to choose. Where are those people? Anyway, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. And I know it's not so sunny in the Northern Hemisphere in winter all the time, but we got a plan ahead. We've got a story about that coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin
right.
while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
How's life in your solar system? Well, that's the question. If I was an alien observing life on planet Earth, I might turn around and say, not much evidence of intelligent life, because we aliens from other planets know that the solar system is a solar system. In other words, there's a sun, and that life is dependent upon that sun delivering really good things electromagnetically. And yet, I watch you people, you strange species, slathering your skin to protect you from the life-sustaining rays of the sun. And what are you slathering your skin with? Toxic poisons that will give you cancer. Why are you doing it? Because you think the sun is going to give you cancer. Super Don, how is that alien analogy?
That's probably why we haven't had first contact yet, right?
You know? Dude, don't come out. They'll slather us with sunscreen, too. We don't need that. I'm telling you, this is just insane. There are still parents out there that haven't got the memo. I know it's winter in the Northern Hemisphere when we're going live on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but we must speak to our friends in the Southern Hemisphere and those that, hey, we're getting closer to spring up here. Yes, believe it or not. Are you going to rush out to the drugstore and slather your kids with toxic cancer-causing chemicals to prevent them from receiving the loving, nurturing, life-sustaining rays of the sun? What's wrong with this picture, Super Don? Am I just ignoring all of the science saying, the sun causes cancer?
You're a sun denier, right?
No, I'm a sun
you're
embracer.
Solar denialism.
Solar denialism. That's a funny way to put it. Well, interestingly enough, the FDA is trying to do a little amend, make a little bit of amends. And I'm not going to give them all the props in the world that they may want, but Super D, it is something. The FDA is proposing new sunscreen regulations. But my point here, of course, is if you need the FDA to tell you that the sun is good for you, and that's not what they're saying. They're just saying that some of the sunscreen might actually be bad for you, like we've been saying for years.
This is the first time they're actually talking about looking at the chemicals in the sunscreen and whether absorbing through your skin is something that they need to be concerned about. So I've seen actually several headlines about this. They're talking about how minerals, and I honestly don't know the difference between mineral sunscreen and chemical sunscreen, but they're saying that they're talking about how mineral sunscreen is better than chemical sunscreen, which, you know, I don't know. I guess we could kind of, depending on what kind of mineral they're talking
about. Well, yeah, zinc oxide or titanium dioxide. You know, the thing is, as they nanoparticulize this stuff, it may not be that safe. You know, there are broad-based zinc, for instance, where you can block out the sun because it's so large. It's not going to be absorbed very much by the skin. But right. A lot of the garbage that's in there is subcomponents or other blockers. You know, it's not a mystery. We've been talking about this for years that it's cancer-causing substances, and also the blocking of the sun causes cancer. Remember Dr. Michael Hollick, the UV advantage we had on many years ago? He was lambasted. I said that right, by the fellow medical professionals. How dare you embrace the sun?
Yeah. So, I mean, listen, this is, I whatever, you know me. I always try and find the silver lining on things.
So positive.
I look at this and I go, you know what? They're acknowledging something here that I don't think they really acknowledged before. I don't know why they're doing this now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, should we just say, hey, Trump, look, it's all Trump. Trump can take, credit for this. But for whatever reason, they're doing this. They're pointing out there's you know, ingredients that have been in sunscreen before that they're now saying they're not going to put on the list of ingredients or not going to put on the, you know, generally recognized as safe category.
Like PABA.
PABA and, you know, a couple other ones there.
Salicylate, yeah.
Yeah, and I think what they're doing here is they're saying, hey, look, you know, if there's not, proof, that these are okay, then now you guys need to start doing some testing on this so that we make sure it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And now there's a Gottlieb thing here. I'm like, Gottlieb is a douche as far as I'm concerned, the way he's attacking our freedom to say no to vaccines, for instance, among many other things, attacking homeopathy. But he said, since the initial evaluation of these products, talking about sunscreen, we know much more about the effects of the sun and about sunscreen's absorptions through the skin. I'm like, really? This is what you found? Well, apparently it took the Sunscreen Innovation Act, an expedited process put in place in 2014 about these topical OTCs, to get to this conclusion. But still, folks, why not just put on a shirt? Yes, that's right. They have what do they call that?
UV protective clothing,
yeah. And they have sun protection factors, SPFs, are very high. You know, take your shirt off until you put it back on, right? Control it that way instead of chemically dousing your skin in things that will absorb and not be good for you. And, of course, in the context of giving you bad things, you're blocking the one thing that is helpful. Remember, in many cases, sun exposure can prevent cancers because of the production of this complex hormone, multifactorial hormone known as vitamin D. So, again, this is an interesting article, Super D. We'll give partial props, but we got to go. It's time to go. We'll be back after this with AJ Lanigan. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.